This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. CSI Support and Development says that it will put $300,000 in to upgrade the senior housing cooperative in Washington Square. That's part of a longer-term $6 million investment over 5 years. Jay Prince, the CEO of Heritage Community of Kalamazoo, is in studio, and CSI General Manager Nancy Evans joins us by phone. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
So beginning with this question, why invest this $300,000 now and that $6 million over 5 years?
Well, I think that now is a perfect time. You know, the Edison neighborhood and the Washington Square area are really having a resurgence, I guess. They're really changing, and the area is really growing, and we want to be part of that. So we thought now is the perfect time for us to fix the building up, to reinvest in the community, and just help the building itself fit into the neighborhood. So that's kind of what's driving us.
I would agree. Washington Square is a critical part of our community. And you can see with the leadership as well as community leaders like the Land Bank that have been doing such good work there. You see the vibrancy that's happening downtown into Washington Square and as part of the entire Portage Street corridor. This is really a exciting win-win, not only for seniors, but the Kalamazoo community.
Is having a good senior housing development in Washington Square important because there are a fair number of things there people can walk to, and oftentimes people who are somewhat older, you know, they may not want to drive or may not be able to drive?
Yeah, it is a great community for that. There's a bus line that comes right up to the building. There is so much in the area, shopping, groceries, restaurants, doctors, and it's all important for the seniors to have these services close by. So it is a great location for that. And then the property itself, it's got extensive grounds. There's a lot of potential there.
This money that we're talking about, $300,000 immediately and then $6 million long term, what is it actually going to do? How will Washington Square look different? And of course, there's going to be a new name. We'll talk about that in a moment. But what are the improvements that are actually going to be made for the people living there?
Initially, with the initial $300,000 investment, we're going to be painting and sealing the exterior of the building. And we're using some different colors that will help the co-op kind of fit in with the neighborhood. And that's kind of the intent, is to have it look like it fits right into the surrounding neighborhood. So we're going to switch up the colors. We're going to install a security gate for additional driveway and separate egress to eliminate some of the pedestrian and vehicular traffic that's been cutting through the property. So that'll help with security. We're going to install some ornamental fencing that, again, will fit in with the neighborhood, some new site signage, and also some new lighting that, again, fits in with the neighborhood. We also intend to upgrade the entrance of the building and just fix that up, make some repairs to the storefront, remove some of the wood siding, installing new benches and an entry door. We're also going to put a dumpster enclosure. Okay, so we heard from the people that live next to us that they don't like looking at the dumpster. So we thought, well, in that case, we better close it off. So we're going to put a dumpster enclosure out there just so that they have a much nicer view from their backyard. And then some repairs to common area lighting and, you know, just a little various things like that, small things. So those are the big things that we're planning on doing right now. Down the road, of course, once we can refinance and recapitalize, then there's a lot of repairs that we're going to do. Significant replacement of building systems, extensive upgrades to the unit interiors and the common areas.
The Washington Square Co-op will eventually be known as City View in the Square. That's the new name it's getting. Why was it important to change the name, and how did you come up with this one?
You know, we were going to make so many changes to the building, and we recognized that Washington Square Co-op really did not have a great reputation in the community, and I'm just going to throw this right out there. When we first built the building back in 1984, we had vacancy issues, and it's never been fully occupied, and we discussed it with HUD, and and looked around and were told, and you know, our research confirmed that there was an oversaturation in affordable senior housing at that time. And that's something that we just kind of accepted. So about 12 years ago, we realized we were spending over $100,000 a year on advertising. It wasn't helping. And we talked to HUD about it and got permission to allow an unlimited amount of underage residents to come in. So, you know, that we thought was going to help us fill the vacant units, but what happened was as quickly as the underage people were moving in, the seniors were moving out. And it really was changing the whole flavor of the building. It was not the intent of the building ever to not be a senior property. And we realized that this was not working. So about 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, we changed the tenant selection plan back to the senior property, and we're working to move back in that direction, which we have considerably. So at one point, about 50% of the co-op members were underage, and now about 22% are underage. So any of the residents that were causing problems, disrupting the livability, have been evicted. We've really focused on security. And so at this point, we think that it's really an undeserved misconception about the property itself. And so we thought if we're going to make these changes, that now was the time, and if we're going to rebrand the co-op, a name change would be a really good idea for us. So we talked to the members about it and asked their suggestions, and they gave us a list of suggestions for names, and we took it to the board of directors, and they voted on it, and that's how they came up with the new name.
City View in the Square. I want to go back to something you said there, though, that there was this time where you concluded that there was an oversaturation of affordable housing for seniors. Is that still the case in the Kalamazoo area, or has that changed?
Not at all. It's changed completely. Now there's a huge need for senior housing, and we just missed that at the time. So, yeah, so at this point, there's a great need for senior housing, and especially for quality senior housing. And I think Jay and I would both agree on that, you know, this is something that we're both attempting to provide here, and that is important to both of us.
I would agree. When we look at the Kalamazoo community, not only for affordable housing, but senior housing in general, as well as services, nationally, statistically, they say 10,000 seniors are turning 65 every single day until 2029. So when we look at the next 10 years, just like nationally, here locally, we have a group of baby boomers that are turning and wanting services, and they are wanting them differently than maybe their parents did in the past. So not only affordable places to live, but memory care services, services in the home, alternatives to skilled nursing, rehab environments. So we look at all of the sector of senior living, and we have a big job to do. And just like Heritage Community and CSI, we can't do it alone. We need to work together. We need to think collaboratively of providers of how we can serve seniors in the city.
What sort of services would be offered at a co-op, and how might a co-op be a little different from other options that seniors have for housing?
Well, the co-op, what makes it unique is the management system. So it's not an equity co-op. People do not buy their units. It's affordable rental housing. And there are subsidies available for every apartment. So what makes it unique is this cooperative management system. So the members have meetings. They elect floor representatives on every floor of the building, and they also vote for officers, president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer. And the floor representatives and the officers together form the council for the building. And this is the group that manages the building. So we also have a manager on site and an assistant manager. We actually call the manager the coordinator or liaison, because they work with the members to help them to manage their co-op. So our job is to bring in the expertise and the knowledge of the industry. And CSI has 59 apartment buildings in 4 different states. So we are a national firm and a lot of years of history with affordable senior housing. So we've been incorporated since 1945. We built our first affordable senior apartment building in 1965. So we've had a lot of years of experience. So we work with the members, and the members discuss what's going to happen in their co-op. They vote on things. They make decisions. And it really empowers the members and gives them this real sense of ownership and involvement and a sense of purpose. So when they're working in the co-op, they are being physically active, they are being mentally active, emotionally, they're engaged. And if they become involved right away, the first thing they're doing is coming out of their apartments and meeting people and making friends. They have a lot of social activities that they plan for themselves, and we just work with them to get things planned, but they have activities all the time. Some of our co-ops have more than not just an activity every day, but several activities every day. So, you know, it's really a healthy environment for them physically and mentally. And then we also have a service coordinator, actually two service coordinators on site who work with the members and help them get the services that they need to allow them to age in place. And that's a critically important thing in this country when it comes to fiscal responsibility of our government. When you look at the cost of a nursing home, or, well, really it would be a nursing home for these people because they're low income. So when you consider the cost of a nursing home, which is, maybe $8,000 a month, compared to staying in an affordable senior apartment and just bringing the services in, it saves Medicaid funds. I threw numbers at it one day just for the fun of it and came up with money, the savings in the trillions. So it's a really important service and critical for our country that we have as much affordable senior housing as we can. And I can throw all kinds of statistics at you if you'd like about, you know, our baby boomers aging and the population that really substantiates the need for affordable housing.
I was going to just quickly share that we're really excited about what's happening in Washington Square and CSI. As we got to know CSI a little bit better, we learned a couple things. Interesting enough, we opened in 1945. Both organizations are almost 75 years old. We're both dedicated for seniors, and we're both nonprofits. And when we look at affordable housing nationally, the typical organization is a for-profit organization. There's nothing wrong with for-profit. But when we think about nonprofit, we know they're motivated differently when they look at services as well. CSI, from our perspective, what also closely aligned is that that look of really high quality services, not just services, and I believe that's driven from that nonprofit mission. And so for us, when we looked at the expertise that CSI brings, and them now looking at City View and the Square and how they're going to be able to make these improvements and moving forward. Once again, we just really felt like it was a perfect match between the organizations to be talking to each other, for Heritage to be endorsing what they're doing. We hope that more and more people learn about City View and the Square, CSI, what they stand for, what they do, because they're just a tremendous organization.
So are there more opportunities where CSI and Heritage Community of Kalamazoo might be able to work together and ensure that there is affordable housing for seniors, enough of it in the Kalamazoo area?
So we're excited about this endorsement from Heritage Community and what CSI is doing for a few different reasons. We talked a lot today about the population of seniors is growing in general and across all services. So when we look at affordable housing, this provides a great opportunity, not just for services, but high quality services. Nancy had mentioned when we look at affordable housing, there are a lot of affordable housing organizations in our community, but when it comes to quality, new renovations, high quality of life is what we expect and what we're both aligned talking about. What's nice about our two organizations talking and working together is that we're diverse. So there are things that CSI provides that Heritage provides a little bit differently. We're really focused on in-home services, continuum of care services, skilled nursing services. We recently acquired in a home care company so we can bring those services in the home. And we're also looking as towards the future, how can technology serve a need, such as developing smart homes? We now have an arm of the organization that's dedicated to senior technology. So I think that in itself, having two diverse organizations that are really focused on high quality, I think there are many opportunities how we can serve a larger population. The second thing that we're really excited about is that right now on Heritage Community Campus, because we have been around so long, over 75 years, probably like many organizations in the city that have been around a long time, when we look at our community, we had one community that was aging and unfortunately had outlived its life. And so for us, when we look at that property, we look to redevelop it, because we don't have a large presence, over the last couple of years, we weren't able to build our own building and weren't able to get the funding that we needed. But with CSI and through what they're doing, this now allows those residents to have a great place, quality place to be. So we're excited about that. Our third is we're also able to join CSI and be able to have some really exciting announcements of our own. And what we're saying is over the next 10 years, Heritage is committed to investing $60 million into senior services, array of senior services and housing into the community.
Nancy and Jay, you both mentioned that the demographics of this country are changing, that we are moving towards an older population. The oldest baby boomers are now in their 70s. What sort of challenge does that present for any organization or business which is trying to serve people who are over the age of 65?
Well, I'll take that one first. It's a really exciting time. I know that you had mentioned challenges, but for us, we're really excited about the future. For those that have a heart for senior living, this is our time. This is our time to rethink about services. I love the fact that when we think about this next population that's coming through, that they're really thinking about retirement differently. This is a generation that has really changed the viewpoints from their very beginnings until and will continue into retirement of, you know, what they want and how they're affecting services. What we're seeing on the retirement community or life plan community world is that people are wanting more amenities. They're wanting larger spaces. The GI generation that came before them were savers. They typically looked at more efficiencies. They were more about how can we pull together as a generation. This next group of retirees are thinking about how can we retire in style. In addition to that, we're also seeing retirees living longer. So it's not unusual to see somebody in an independent community that's living up to 104 years old. So when we think about independence, we have people in their 60s, 65 that are considered retirees, but we also have people at 104 that are living stronger lives as well. And of course, there's everyone in between that. So I'm really excited about the future.
Nancy?
Yeah, and I think Jay hit on a good point with how the GI generation, they were the savers, and the baby boomers are not the savers. So it's kind of interesting because with the baby boomers, and I get to throw out some of my statistics, over half of U.S. households headed by a person 55 and over have no retirement savings, and 29% of them have no pension. Of those households that do have savings, about half have accumulated $104,000 or less. So when you look at this with the number of baby boomers out there, by 2030, the number of people over 65 is going to double to 74 million retirees. Out of that 74 million retirees, half of them have no savings, and another 25% have $104,000 or less. So really not much to get them into through a nice long retirement the way that they would like to be living. It's hard to sustain that lifestyle. And you know, for a lot of them, it's just the security of having a great place to live that they can afford. So it really speaks to the need for affordable housing and what a crisis we have coming down the road, and something that I think everybody is seeing and everybody is aware of, and the government has started addressing. This is the first time since 2011, I believe, that Congress funded HUD again for new construction. So it's something that everybody recognizes. There's this great need for affordable housing for seniors. Not only that, but for quality affordable housing, because our seniors deserve a nice place to live. And that's our goal, is to provide, and Jay and I both would agree that our goals are to provide them with a great place to live where they have what they need to be comfortable, to be healthy and secure.
CSI General Manager Nancy Evans has joined us by phone, and Heritage Community of Kalamazoo CEO Jay Prince has been with us in studio. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.